Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. This is Friday, the last day of the week, the last morning of the week that I get to be engaged with you who are listening. I trust you've had a good week. I trust you're looking forward to a good weekend. And part of that good weekend should be attending the house of the Lord somewhere, underneath the anointing of a good preacher. You know, Theodore Roosevelt wrote an article in the Saturday Evening Post years ago as to why people should go to church. And one of the things that he said in that was, you should go to church. You might not always hear a good sermon, but you will probably hear a sermon from a good man who, along with his good wife, have worked all week long trying to make the lives of other people better. And that's something to keep in mind. Church is filled with good people. So, oh, I went to church and they were just a pack of hypocrites. There might have been one there. You can't really keep them out. You know, you don't have usher standing at the door saying, you're a hypocrite and you can't come in. But there are lots of good people who go to churches all across the United States, all across the world, who love Jesus. And because they love Jesus, they love their brothers and sisters, and they have the love of God abounding within their hearts. And they're going to be good people who in the end will help you. You should be part of the family of God. And so let me encourage you to go to church somewhere. And you say, well, I don't know where to go. Well, come to Fairton. We would love to have you at Fairton Christian Center. We have a church filled with really good people who help one another, who pray for one another, who stand together. And it is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, this week, we've been looking at fundamentals of the faith, basic things that we just have to believe. We have to believe that there's a God. We have to believe that His Word is true, that He doesn't lie, that it is the constitution of the universe. And once it was established, can't be broken on His end. And if we will stand in faith on what He has said, if we will believe when we pray, then we will have whatsoever we say. These are just principles. You know, when I was playing basketball, I had a coach. I used to shoot the basketball in a certain way, and some days I could make baskets and other days I couldn't. And he came to me and he said, you shoot the ball wrong. Let me show you how to shoot. And I remember the first couple times I tried to shoot the way that he showed me, ball didn't even get up to the rim. And I'm thinking, this isn't going to work. But I trusted my coach. And so I kept shooting the way he wanted me to shoot. And by the time I was a senior, I had developed the shot the way he said to do it. And I was accurate. I hit probably 2/3 to 3/4 of the shots that I took. But there was a way. There were three things you had to do. Put arch on the ball, concentrate on the rim, follow through on your shot. And if I started missing, I went back to those fundamentals. What am I doing wrong? Am I taking my eyes off the basketball rim? Am I not putting enough arch on the ball? Am I not following through? What's the problem here? And by knowing that there was a way that you did it that was going to bring success, if I started to miss the mark, then I knew how to fix it. Well, that's the way it is with life. God's Word is the book of life. And if we know it and things aren't going right and things are messed up, then get back to the fundamentals. Get back to looking at, where am I messing up? What am I doing wrong? God doesn't change. His Word doesn't change. He loves me. He's never going to stop loving me. And if the forces of death, destruction, and hell are having authority over me, where is it I have walked out from underneath the umbrella of God's protection? Show me, Lord. But that comes from spending time, fundamentals, over and over again, doing the same thing, the same way the Bible tells you to. That's what we've been looking at this week. And I want to encourage you to do that. You have to know that God is good. You know, some churches you go into and the pastor will say, God is good. And the congregation will answer back, all the time. Well, half of them that are saying that don't believe it, because they attribute the works of darkness, Satan, and his kingdom to God. You say, well, God knows best. He's sovereign. Look, he is sovereign. But as a sovereign entity, he gave his word. And when he gave his word, he doesn't lie. Just because he's sovereign doesn't mean that he can lie. He doesn't lie. So that sovereignty of God was limited by God himself, because he is good. He is truthful. He is just. He is faithful. He is long-suffering. He is all the attributes that we become when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. All those fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5, God is. And we become that because he doesn't change. This has to get established in your heart. You have to get into a place where you know that God is good, and he is good all the time. You know, in the book of James it says, every good gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Every good gift, not bad gifts. You know, Jesus even went so far as to say, your heavenly Father, he's at least as good as an earthly father. And if an earthly father has a son that asks his dad for something to eat, something to drink, something good, is he going to give him a scorpion? Is he going to give him a serpent? Is he going to give him poison? If the child asks for something good, is an earthly father going to give him something bad? And the answer is no. And he says, so much more your heavenly Father knows how to give you good gifts. This just has to get established in you, because if you think that something that is evil is being sent to you by God, where are you going to go for help? The Bible says God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. But if God is the author of the trouble, if he's the one that's giving you the trouble, then how are you going to get help from him? Because he and his sovereignty has determined you need the trouble. Well, you see, that's not true. Troubles, woes, worries, cares, anxieties, they don't come from God. The Bible says, casting all your cares on him, for he careth for you. It says, be anxious in nothing. The word says, God will deliver us out of our troubles. He is our loving Savior. Get that straight. Fundamental. God is good. Let the redeemed, and you're the redeemed, of the Lord say so. You know, in our church services, we sing, there's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Wonder-working power in the blood. What are we talking about? We're talking about the blood of the covenant. Remember how in the Old Testament they had to shed the blood of animals to get forgiveness of sins and to appropriate the blessings of God? Well, Jesus was the sinless Lamb of God that was slain from the foundations of the world. And his blood paid the price for our sins. He took his blood into the Holy of Holies of the tabernacle in heaven, poured it out there, and forever cleansed me of my sins, cleansed you of your sins, so that we can live holy, righteous lives before the Father, and we can come boldly into the throne room of his grace. And so in Hebrews 10, it says, but the just shall live by faith. My righteous servant shall live by his conviction respecting man's relationship to God and divine things. And holy fervor, born of faith and conjoined with it. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. But our way is not that of those who draw back to eternal misery and perdition and are utterly destroyed, but we are those who believe, who cleave to and trust in and rely on God through Jesus Christ the Messiah, and by faith preserve the soul. We got to have confidence. In the King James, it says in that verse 38, it says, casting not away our confidence. Confidence, definition, a trusting or reliance an assurance of mind or firm belief in the integrity, stability, or veracity of another or in the truth and reliability of a fact. We have trust, confidence in the words of God. He doesn't lie. He doesn't change. His fundamentals are always there. If we're getting beat up, if we're losing in the game of life, we need to come back, relook at the fundamentals, and see what mistakes we are making and where we're going wrong. Remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Fairton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.